This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're always one election from changing things. They control the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Trump got rolled. The Republicans got rolled. They ended up with nothing, really. It's sort of embarrassing. I understand the strategic idea. We're halfway through the year, only a few months left. This has all been negotiated in the past. You save your fire for September when you do next year. That's what they say every time. They save their fire, and they don't use it the next time. Now, Trump has been wonderful, I think, in sort of throwing out a lot of ideas, starting with the gas tax. The Kim idea wasn't a great idea, but there's no denying the fact that this was not a win. He was not the winner. He said he was a negotiator. This is a total loss.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So there's been a lot of heat given on this budget. And I'll be blunt. Who knows what's going to happen? I predict the only thing I would say is Donald Trump would be very hard-pressed to want to put his name on this budget. And when you think about it's funding Planned Parenthood, it doesn't give him any border wall money. I mean, this thing has got Paul Ryan's slimy little rhino hands all over it. I wouldn't sign it. I'd make Ryan own it. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I want to make this prediction because I think this is a good thing to do. I think this is one of these things where, you know, we test our mettle, if you will. I could just wait and ride it out, but I want to do this. I want to see what you think. By the way, if you do want to call the show, 844-551-8255. And it is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But here's what I believe. I believe Donald Trump will say, I'm not taking this budget. You're going to go back. And you're going to remove Planned Parenthood or whatever. I don't know how much pressure. Now, this is where I come back to telling you guys, I wish that we had 1 million, 2 million people in the Tea Party community because we would pressure him to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Why are we putting our money into this? That organization should stand on its own. If you want to kill babies, particularly black babies, you should stand on your own. You're selling the baby parts. You know what? Why not offer little dashikis and Afro wigs or something to go with it? I'm just saying, why are we funding this?
It's a women's right.
Well, then, okay, as a guy, I wanted a stipulation that says I don't have to fund it. It has nothing to do with me. Government, we're going to fund that. We're going to fund something for the Guatemalan midgets. No, you're not. I want nothing funded that isn't universal. If it isn't universal, why is the government doing it? The government is supposed to do things that benefits all the citizens, not special interest groups. So I want to know, then tell me what this is going to do.
Oh, Kevin, women's issues are also related to you.
Don't tell me that. I tell you guys all the time, there are men's issues. We got prostate cancer. I've never seen a woman get testicular cancer. Oh, they get ovarian cancer. Well, there's testicular cancer. Yeah, everything you got, I got something. You know, it may not be a big deal to them, prostate cancer. But we get it. I found this out. I found out when men get prostate cancer, I didn't know this, many of them become impotent. Do they pay for your Viagra? No. But do women want their birth control pills paid for? Absolutely. They want everything. Mammograms, and they got all kinds of parts they want checked out. We don't get to get our stuff checked out. Not that I want my squeezed or anything. I know that machine squeezes the breast down like into a pancake. Now, here's not even that effective. And Planned Parenthood doesn't even get mammograms. Planned Parenthood is a baby-killing machine. That's what it is. It's set up to kill minority babies and poor babies. They want to kill poor people. Planned Parenthood, if the Democrats had their way, they would have a low middle-class group, a middle class that's trying to get up there. These are the ones that are churning every day, thinking they can make it, you know. And then they would have the elites. And I'm going to tell you, there aren't that many of the ones below them. There'd be some elites. There'd be a big middle class that thinks they got it. Ooh, I'm close. I'm so close. I mean, they're on the hamster wheel. They are just spinning it. They're showing up to work early, leaving late, not having babies, you know, living in, you know, whatever. I mean, living above their means in most cases, trying to fake it till they make it, all that kind of crap. And then you got the ones down there that aren't takers, not big takers, but get a little bit of government support. But just to keep enough strife going between those other two classes to where they can keep that middle class churning, that upper middle class, woo, you know who you are. You know where you fit. So, and if we really told the truth about it, we have rich, middle class, and poor. There's no lower middle class. You're either rich, I'm talking about super wealthy, you're middle class, or you're poor. And if you are upper, you know, in the strata of middle class, whatever, and you want to give yourself something there, congratulations. If you're one of the middle class people that pays your bills on time, takes a routine vacation, doesn't really worry as much about money, warning, Will Robinson, if that's you, you're dangerously close to being wealthy. Member of the 1%. You don't have to have filthy wealth to be a member of the 1%. You just need to have more income than outgo consistently and have some liquidity. You know, it's not, I mean, even the super wealthy sometimes, I know a lady, she lost like in the stock market, she went from like $450 million down to $200 million and she started to panic. That's still a lot of coinage, but she was panicked. It went fast. It went fast enough for her to go, whoa. Now, I thought the super rich covered their butts a little bit better, but apparently she didn't. So, it can happen to anybody, folks. It absolutely can. So, the budget. Trump, you know, they don't even call it. It was funny. People were talking about this budget. They call it the Ryan budget. Trump's not going to take ownership of that. That's my prediction. Trump will say, no, sir. Not going to happen. You give me a budget I can live with, I'll be happy to do something with it. Till then, you can live with that your own, do yourself, Paul Ryan. So that's what's happening with the budget. And I know a lot of people out there are very angry about this, and I would be too. And the word on the street is, well, look, it's the remnant budget. It's what's left over through September when the president takes over. It's not technically his budget. It's the final year of Barack Obama's budget. It's symbolic to leave it as it is. No, it isn't, because it doesn't change. And that's what Krauthammer was essentially saying. They don't change it. It isn't like you say, okay, well, we'll symbolically leave it with the former president, and then when the new budget comes along, we'll do something different. You know, that's not going to happen. Trump needs to symbolically say to the left and to the right, I don't accept this budget. I'm going to accept the budget that I want going forward, and that's it. And if I don't make it in the next 4 years or 4 years after that, whoever wants to do what they do, you will have a precedent. That's what he should do. Because that's leadership. I love it when they tell you what,
well, it's always been done this way, and we should always honor that because Barack Obama was the greatest president ever in history of the black presidents.
Okay. I'll go for that. Anyway, lots to talk about, folks. Can't wait to get back to you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Not long ago, oil company presidents were called on the carpet in front of Congress to apologize and grovel over high gasoline prices. They patiently explained that prices would be lower if we drilled for domestic oil supplies. This made Maxine Waters angry.
And guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing.
I think you mean nationalizing. Nationalizing. Nationalizing.
Would be about
nationalizing. Nationalizing like the tyrants do.
Basically,
yeah,
taking over.
Nationalizing.
And the government running all of your companies.
Think about how long you wait in line to get your driver's license renewed. And now apply that metaphor to waiting for your next chance to fill up with $10 a gallon gas. This has been a public service message of Black Spear Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There was a great Dave Perkins who did all of our imaging, and we left it as Black Sphere because we hadn't converted everything over. Oopsie! Anyway, glad you guys are here. So my son hasn't been to the theater. I'm trying to think. Has he been to the theater ever? We took him to see Disney on one of the skating thing when he was really young. He probably doesn't even remember it. But we're going to see The Lion King. And I got to tell you, I'm thrilled to take this kid to go see The Lion King. I remember the first time I saw it, I was just blown away. I was like, wow. So, and I hope I'm not disappointed that he ends up, you know, being like, what's the big deal, Dad? It's not electronic. It's not like I'm playing my video games. Not like UFC, you know. But I think he's going to enjoy it. He seems to be, you know, opening up to it. In fact, I think he's kind of got a little bit of a theatrical thing going, so I'm excited about it. Anyway, back to Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters apparently hasn't seen her reflection because she said, I've never seen anybody as disgusting or disrespectful as Trump. And I was thinking, woman, you better stay away from the mirror, girlfriend. Yeah, this is an interview she did last Sunday. And she blasted Trump. And it's funny to me to watch these people do this. Now, I will tell you, Maxine Waters is catching pressure. Don't misunderstand me. She's catching pressure. But here's the problem. Her constituents are saying, why you got to beef with Trump? He's not doing anything. But her handlers are saying, you better go do what we told you. You want campaign money, you better do what we told you. So let me just make it clear. With the Congressional Black Circus and most politicians, if there's a choice between the money and their constituents, what do you think they choose? She walked back the want to impeach Trump. There was impeach 45. She walked that back. But now it's a new tirade. And it's about Trump's personality. It's retread. And you got to understand, when the Democrats go back and they start retreading, they have nothing. They're trying it all over again. It's an Alinsky tactic. Okay, you fired all the bullets. Now you got to circle back. And I ask, what happened to the Russians? Now, Maxine has been calling it the Kremlin Klan. That's what she calls Trump's White House. The Kremlin Klan with a K. Kremlin K, Klan K. Why didn't she call it the Ku Kremlin Klan? And that would have made it the KKK, right? Did I mention that they're good at retreads, the Democrats? So Maxine wants to now essentially tie Donald Trump to the Klan by way of the Kremlin with a K. Any facts to back it up? Nah. Don't need them. Now remember, less than a month ago, Maxine marched on tax day, demanding to know more about Donald Trump's taxes. Where have all the scandals gone, Maxine? When you got to get into the Wayback Machine and remind people of the women that Donald Trump trounced. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You thought I was talking about the women that he fondled? No. Or that he said he could fondle? No. Maxine is saying he's disgusting and disrespectful when she's talking about Hillary Clinton and all them. If there's a war on women, Maxine is currently waging it, because why else would she remind two accomplished women of their butt kickings? Now, if you're a little curious, maybe you didn't see the interview, she referenced Carly Fiorina and Hillary Clinton. Yeah. See, how badly he treated them during the campaign. I would think, if I were Carly or Hillary, I would say, hey, listen, could you just leave that alone? That's a bad thing for us to think about. Now, I know Hillary's been out on the stump. She feels safe now for some reason. She feels like all the stuff is behind her. Her server, you know, all the Clinton scandals, the death of all the people, Benghazi, it's all done. So she's out. Well, I want to thank the president. Barack Obama doesn't get enough credit for what he did. You mean running up the debt to doubling it? Credit for what? I always ask these questions of leftists, and I invite them to tell me what Barack Obama deserves credit for. Race relations, this robust economy that he saved us from the recovery. Let me tell you something. If you let me print $1 trillion a year and run the American economy, I guarantee you I'll save it. Yeah, I won't even I'll just go buy some productive countries. You know, I'll buy like two countries in Africa and say, we're starting over, we're going to colonialize. And I'd expand the U.S. $1 trillion goes a long way in Africa. You might soak up 5, 10 countries. I'd move the military over there. We'd start protecting it. I'd make sure it's coastal. I'd start developing. I'd get Trump and a few other billionaires to kick in, and we'd start developing. We'd put in infrastructure. Next thing you know, Africa's looking like the United States. We'd call it USA 2. That's what I'd do. So, anyway, it cracks me up that Maxine Waters believes that she needs to protect two rich white women. It reminds me of Garofalo. When she was like, this is straight up racism when you try to go after the president because he's black. Barack Obama, the only reason why they're going after Barack Obama is because he's black. So Garofalo's like, I'm going to protect him. I'm just going to put it out there. Ooh, because we didn't know. We didn't know that's what people were thinking. So they went after Barack Obama because he's black. Well, why are they going after Donald Trump? Because he's not black. Waters even cited the 2005 tape that surfaced when Donald Trump was talking about how easy leftist women are. You know, and I love this part. She says, I can't get it out of my head. I just can't get it out of my head. I've never seen anybody as disgusting and disrespectful as he is. Waters says she doesn't know anybody as disgusting or as distasteful as Donald Trump. Huh. Well, if I were to question her, I'd say, Maxine, are you as bothered by the allegations, or are you jealous that it didn't happen to you? Because you seem like a jealous chick. And she goes on, she admits she has a reputation as a rabble-rouser. She actually used the term rabble-rouser. Waters knows people see her as a wicked witch. Far past her prime. That is, if she ever had one. Waters went on to say, she admits that she doesn't care about what people think about her. Some people see me as someone who makes other people look bad. I often get a feeling most people don't know who I am or have a clue, and I live with that. I don't try to prove anything by talking. No, Waters proves by doing. And when she does, her constituents suffer. Lockstep Waters is what I call her, because she allowed Barack Obama to decimate the black community and the Democratic Party. In 8 years of Obama, blacks have been, I don't even know how to tell you how much suffering there have been. And she and the rest of the congressional black circus said little to nothing. There was the occasional tough talk backed by nothing but nonsense adulation for Barack Obama. Yeah. She's a frequent critic of Trump because she wants people to not remember what she did with Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Jackson Radio Show.
I like to talk to white people about being honest about Obama. You gave it a shot. You did. You gave it a 2-year shot. Like, oh, yeah, I tried. I tried to. We tried to. I'm mad at him because I thought I would have a white slave by now. I thought it was Vengeance Day. Oh, big old fat white girl gonna warm my bed up. Get upstairs, Susan. Warm my bed up, feed my baby with your giant white. I'm gonna go outside and stare your husband in the face and decide whether I'm gonna sell him or not. And you know your wife's upstairs warming up my bed. You know that, right, Philip? That's uncomfortable, ain't it? That's uncomfortable. I apologize. That's uncomfortable.
Tough not to laugh at that. That's what people thought. That's what black folks thought. By the way, that was 2 years into Obama's presidency. And Patrice O'Neill was already saying, look, we get it. He ain't that good. As, what's his name, the other comedian, he says he's Superman, but we didn't know he couldn't fly. You know? Oh, my goodness. Democrats love folks to assess blame. And what's interesting about that is it never falls on them. Unless it's followed by something better. So, for example, Barack Obama might say, well, I'll take blame for part of the debt. You know, that we had to incur. But we needed to save the economy. Had we not done it, you know, what would have happened? Would have been a catastrophe. Well, we don't know that, number one. And number two, I don't believe it. We didn't have to do anything. It would have been more work for him to have to dig out without having to go to the well. And the well meaning you and me. And double our debt. I mean, does $20 trillion worth of debt feel good to you? And still running major deficits? Holy cow. But that's their logic. So when Mark Lamont Hill came out and said that Democrats aren't to blame for problems in Democrat-controlled cities, it caused a stir. Really, so who's to blame, Mark? I mean, that's the logic of the professor, right? See, there are no conservatives to blame, so Let's insert the evil music. Donald Trump. Maybe he's the blame, right? In a CNN interview, Hill explained, there's a difference between correlation and causality. I agree, there's a connection between these very poor places and democratic machines. But being Democrat doesn't cause you to be poor. Being liberal doesn't cause you to be poor. There's a bunch of top-down policies that enable this to happen. What a joke. Really? So you've got all these Democrats in the food chain, but it isn't the cities. No, the federal government does it. See, if the federal government isn't behaving correctly, well, then these cities can't get it right. Oh, well, then if we use that logic, then who was in control of the government for 8 years? Who controlled it? Who controlled the presidency? Who controlled the entire country, Senate, in Congress as well? Did he have both houses? I think he did. Barack Obama for 2 years. So if it's top down, you had the El Jefe. You had the head Negro in charge, and the cities still suffered. In fact, they suffered more. And he goes on to say this. In a place like Ferguson, for example, the flight of jobs is far more important. The destruction of public housing is far more influential than who the city councilman is or who the mayor is. Although that's not a black majority. And what he's saying is, even though the number of people in Ferguson is a majority, the black majority was not in the city council. And he's saying, but even without it being a black majority, that was most important in what happened in Ferguson. Well, that's spoken like a guy that knows nothing about Ferguson. Because outside of the little area where Michael Brown got killed, Ferguson's a really nice city. It's a beautiful city. I challenge you to go. Then he goes on, he says, it's a top-down, I can't believe these top-down policies. And he says this, again, we need a new way out. But the new way out isn't to just crack down on Democrats and bring Republicans in. Well, Ferguson's a good example. It has a Republican mayor elected by the majority of black people there. And again, I challenge Mark Lamont Hill to go outside of the place where we filmed the Ferguson stuff and go look at the rest of the city. When I was traveling with a CNN crew, they were like, this is Ferguson? And I go, yeah. And they were like, well, who lives in these houses? I mean, these houses are these big, off-the-road, they look like plantation homes. Kevin, who lives up there? I went, black folks. It isn't like you're in a, like there's a black part of town. The population, Ferguson, 68% black. You should be asking me where white people live. So they don't get it. He says, we need new policies that bring in jobs, that bring in investment, that change the relationship between the police and the community. Yet again, I ask him, who does he think does that? A genie? The mayor is the one who sets the policy, the governor of the state and the mayor of the city. So let's just look at Ferguson as an example. The governor of the state was Jay Nixon. He's a Democrat. What's he do? He should be bringing in opportunity everywhere, especially certainly in the St. Louis area. Look at St. Louis under Governor Jay Nixon. It's practically Dodge City. Go look at Chicago. Chicago, the city, may be doing great. Go to the south side or the east side and see how those black folks are faring. You get what I'm saying? I mean, what are these people expecting? Is Rahm Emanuel not powerful enough to make things happen in Chicago? Or, as he likes to say, take it to the alley. Take it to the alley for the gangbangers. Now, Hill has some basis in truth in his theory. There has been flight out of the cities, white flight. There has been flight of jobs out of the city. There has been the destruction of public housing. But the problem is, he doesn't blame who should get the blame, which is Democrats. What, they didn't get enough money? Explain to me where things went wrong. And it's funny because in these cities, have they ever tried to let a Republican run it? Try to be a Republican in the city and say, I'm going to cut tax base. We're going to bring in people back to the city. Let me tell you what happened in St. Louis. The city decided, you know what? It's so dangerous here. And you could get killed, raped, murdered, carjacked, etc. We're going to charge a 1% fee for you to have your business here and bring all your employees in. And you know what happened? Everybody sucked paper to leave. Big companies moved out to Clayton. They moved out to Ladue and Talon Country and other places and said, screw this. We're not paying a 1%, going to, you know, charge our people a 1% fee to live in a city that has done nothing. Inspired what? He'll use his correlation and causality. What he should have said is causation. Correlation and causation. That would have been more correct. As intellectual sound bites, though. But he won't go into detail about either. And the fact is, correlation can be directly related to causation. So I'll give you an example. Thunder follows lightning. Now, you could have been a caveman and looked up in the sky long enough, and you'd see that lightning bolt, and then you'd hear, and then you'd see the lightning bolt, and you go, and it would certainly give you pause to say, huh, the correlation is when lightning strikes, the causation is thunder rolls. So he makes it sound like you can't just make that theory about cities and Democrats. Yes, you can. Just like lightning and thunder, you put a Democrat in charge of your city and you're going to get essentially urban blight. And it won't take you very long. Name me the city. Name me the Democrat city that runs deficit, that has no deficit, and runs like a well-oiled machine. Name it. Because if you ever hear, if you've heard of Compton, or if you hear of Stockton, or you hear of Detroit, these cities that are about to file bankruptcy, let me guarantee you one thing. It is run by a Democrat. You show me a city that is overfunded its pension, or, you know, or I should say underfunded its pension, can't pay the people that it claims to be paying, is got entitlements out the wazoo, has 20 to 25% of its people on the public dole in one form or another, I will show you a city run by Democrats. So I don't know what these people are talking about. Correlation and causation is exactly what you see here. Now, where you don't have correlation and causation is the Democrats will say, we have more prosperity under a Democrat president. Because what they won't tell you is because generally you have a Republican-controlled Congress. They won't tell you that. See, the Democrats are great at giving you partial stats. If I'm going to give you something, I'll give you all the stats. I don't care. Look, if it's bad on our side, so be it. It is what it is. But you need all the facts so you can make a decision. The Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want you to learn what's going on. And Mark Lamont Hill is a perfect example. He wants to speak as if he's an intellectual. Well, the thing about correlation and causality. And he claims that it would be foolish to think of Democrats in failure when that's all you've got. We're not talking about the butterfly effect where a mouse pees over here and a Russian nuclear plant blows up.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But yeah, I like having a house, but I actually have to admit that I miss paying rent because I really enjoyed the time I would spend with my landlady because she would say amazing things. Like one time I was over there during the election paying rent and Obama was on TV and she was like, hey, Ken, you think this guy's going to win? And I was like, I don't know, I think he's got a pretty good chance. He might win. She's like, well, if he wins, I'm kind of nervous. And I was thought to myself, this will be amazing. I was like, why are you nervous? And she's like, well, I'm thinking, you know, he might make us, you know, sit in the back of the bus. And I was like, do you mean like figuratively or literally? She's like, no, for real. Like his people had to and will have to now, you know? I was like, I'm pretty sure he's not going to do that. Like, I don't think that's on the cards. She's like, you know what? If he does that, that's okay. Fair enough. I was like, wow, that's really racist and ignorant, but also kind of sweet and understanding at the same time. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here is what you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson, well, who you're listening to, not what. Like I'm an object. I know I'm a bit of a sex symbol, but anyway. Yeah, it's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. And I, Kevin Jackson, am talking to you in third person. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. We're talking about Mark Lamont Hill and just the silly things that these stupid academics say. That's why I tell you, I will gladly debate these people anytime, anywhere. Van Jones, I call them out publicly so you guys don't go, oh, well, I wonder if Kevin will do him. You name it. Give me somebody you think I should debate. 844-551-8255. We will send a note. I sent a note to Van Jones. I thought a thing with Van Jones and I going around the country, we'd show where we have some commonality, but we'll show our distinctive differences. And I will show to you that Van Jones hasn't even thought about the stuff I've talked about. See, I've lived Van Jones's existence in terms of being poor, growing up, blah, blah, blah. Van Jones has grown up in a bubble. He doesn't understand it. Same with Mark Lamont Hill. And the problem is these guys get, once they get sucked into that vortex of ignorance, you can't get out. They will not let you out. Jones is the closest one that from time to time feels like he's about to escape and then he gets dragged back in by the sheer gravity of the ignorance that exists in that black hole, that void of leftism. But the rest of them, it is a money-making machine. And by the way, Van Jones is not doing too bad. You know, I'm just putting it out there. He's not. But once, if he debated me, his career would end. That's why he won't do it. And Mark Lamont Hill, he might go up against me on TV. He'd never do a panel discussion with me. He'd get crushed. So that's the problem with them. They're frauds. And so you look at them. He's talking about, Mark Lamont Hill proffers the notion that Democrat-controlled cities are, and the problems that are happening in those cities are not necessarily because Democrats run them. You can't correlate that with the causation of the problem. You can't say Democrat leaders and voting Democrat is the cause of urban blight. Really? So who do we blame? See, and Dan Bongino, a good friend of mine, he says these communities have been ruled monopolistically by the far left government liberals for decades, in some cases since the 20s and 30s. These communities have been driven into the ground. I mean, you don't have to be a scientist to look at the evidence, the correlation evidence right in front of you. Liberalism correlates with poverty and high crime every single place it's been tried. What do you add to that? It doesn't work. Give me the city where it works. Show me. Then, okay, I'll wait. Okay, I'm not gonna waste my time. So, the indisputable correlation and causation with large cities and black angst, rather, is it's irrefutable. Indisputable. And I'll think of something else that rhymes with buttable in a bit. Anyway, look at the statistics of large cities. You'll find a disproportionate population of minorities than in the rest of the country. So in other words, blacks may represent 13% of the population. In big cities, it'll be a minimum of 30% and could be as high as 70%. That's right. Blacks and Hispanics in big cities largely outnumber the non-black populations significantly. And in some cities, it's blacks. I mean, blacks are just in droves there. So let's take Baltimore, for example. The population of Baltimore has dropped 30% from 1970 to 2000. Now, I want you to think about this. I'll use China as an example. In China, you may go to a city. It's got 500,000 people. You go back in a year or two, population doubled. Doubled. People moving out of the biggest cities, coming to these and trying to make a living. But meanwhile, trust me, the big city, it's still booming too. It's got population like out the wazoo. Cities pop up, they explode. Here, since the turn of the century, you look at almost every big city in America outside of New York, Chicago, and L.A., the crown jewels of liberalism, you look outside of there, every one of them shrunk.
St. Louis, at the turn of the 20th century, in 1905, or whenever they did the census in the 1900s, St. Louis had over 800,000 people. St. Louis right now has just over 300,000, 318,000. Went from 864,000 to 318,000. Now, that's not the direction you go when you call yourself equivalent to Chicago. All right? So, the current population of Baltimore as of July 2015... roughly 622,000 people. Whites represent just over 29% of the population. Blacks, 64% of the population. Now keep in mind, blacks are 13% of the general population in America. 64% of the population of Baltimore is black. Now, 25% of the city, the denizens of Baltimore live in poverty. A quarter of the people live in poverty. Now, that's crazy. According to Forbes, Baltimore was the seventh worst city in America for crime. And, oh, by the way, I don't even know what year it was, but I'll tell you this. Baltimore has been on that list for at least 5 years. At least. St. Louis has been on that list for 5 years. Chicago, on that list for 5 years. More. Detroit. Name your big city, I'll give you your list of the worst. And then these other ones, and I'm talking about population over 100,000, towns like Little Rock, Arkansas, and others, the same thing. So, do you want to know the one common thread in every single one of those cases? I don't know if I've given you any hints. Maybe I haven't given you enough hints, but let's just say it starts, their initial, if they were politicians, would start with a D. Is that a big enough hint? Here's what I wrote about the black female that ran Baltimore to describe her stellar record at the time. I said, after announcing this $1 billion improvement project for the city, Blake will do about anything at this point to keep people's mind off of her actual record as mayor of Baltimore. In a recent interview, she tries to appear optimistic, as if she's realizing that she has a job. 9 new buildings. Same people. And these same people are realizing the ineffectiveness of yet another black leader who promises everything and delivers nothing. The $1 billion that she spent, I wrote, 9 new buildings. That's what they have. Same people. And in essentially the same environs as the 9 soon to be renovated buildings. These were in the projects. These are not skyscrapers, folks. There are 17,000 vacant homes in Baltimore. This is Freddie Gray area, where the neighborhoods are war zones, and the very reason why the city's attorney, Mosby, instructed cops to add policing to these high crime areas. So what I'm saying there is, at the urging of the mayor, the city's attorney said, we need more police presence there. Now, the Freddie Gray incident cost taxpayers $30 million after they burned down the city. And it's not like Baltimore had that kind of money laying around. Now, while Rawlings Blake was fighting for gay marriage, making Baltimore a sanctuary city for illegals, yes, following Obama's liberal agenda, Baltimore suffered rampant unemployment, dismal housing, and poor education. And let's not forget the racial strife, as there are a few white people left in Baltimore to point the finger at. To sum this up, while Rawlings Blake was greasing the skids for illegals in the LGBTQ community, 64% of her residents were neglected. And that's what I wrote about her. And as far as that little police problem in Baltimore that the left conveniently ignored, I guess there weren't enough signs. See, it's a police department created and controlled for decades by Democrat progressive politicians that has committed the very atrocities against the people who have been electing these progressives year after year. Baltimore has a corrupt, reckless, and out-of-control police department enabled by a crooked and incompetent politician or political system, I should say. And let me just give you a few things that happened. Police Commissioner Ed Norris sent to prison on corruption charges in 2004. 2 detectives sentenced to 454 years in prison for dealing drugs in 2005. An officer had been fired for sexually abusing a minor in 2004. Officer dismissed for being videotaped verbally abusing a 14-year-old and failing to file a report on his use of force with that teenager in 2011. And many others. And the city paid $250,000 settlement to a man illegally arrested for the non-crime of recording them at work with his mobile device. The point, the police problem is not the police problem. The police problem is a Baltimore Democrat problem. And yet again, I prove it over and over again that these people are... Mark LeBron Hill can say what he wants, but you know the real deal.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.